President Bush also campaigned in the West today. He stopped in New Mexico, a state he lost in 2000, and in Arizona, which he won. The president was introduced again today by Arizona Senator John McCain, who's been with him all week. It's an unlikely pairing, as McCain and Mr. Bush were bitter primary rivals 4 years ago. McCain was also reported to be Democratic nominee John Kerry's first choice for running mate. NPR's Brian Naylor reports on why candidates are so eager to get the Arizona Republicans' support.
When John McCain took the stage yesterday in Pensacola, Florida, he happily recalled his days there as a naval aviator, joking he was glad the statute of limitations had passed on some of his exploits. But when it came time to introduce the president, McCain became serious.
He has earned our admiration and our love, and I am honored to introduce to you the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
The two men then hugged, a scene hard to imagine just 4 years ago. Then McCain and Bush were engaged in a heated campaign against each other for the GOP presidential nomination. McCain drew first blood, prevailing in New Hampshire, but eventually he was overwhelmed by the better-funded Bush organization. In a way, it was McCain's success in New Hampshire that makes him so valuable to the Bush camp now, according to Jennifer Donahue, a political scientist at St. Anselm's College in New Hampshire.
McCain had the feeling of a maverick, the feeling of an outsider. He was willing to say things that were unpopular. He was willing to buck his own party and paint a much more inclusive picture that I think voters responded to.
McCain pushes issues not popular with the party establishment, most notably campaign finance reform, and angers Republican colleagues when he singles out pork barrel spending in their home states and districts. Barbara Norander is a professor of political science at the University of Arizona.
He has the image of sort of the rare, honest politician who speaks his mind and who will tell the truth about the topic at hand. And I think that has an appeal because many Americans are very cynical about politicians today. So when there's a politician who appears to be more honest and truthful, he can be quite popular.
In the last 4 years, McCain has sometimes been a thorn in the administration's side. An independent group backing Kerry called America Coming Together helpfully provided reporters a list of issues and statements where McCain has parted ways with the administration. It noted McCain criticized the president's arrival on an aircraft carrier wearing a flight suit and declaring the mission accomplished in Iraq less than 2 months after the invasion began. McCain also voted against one of the president's tax cuts. And unlike the administration, McCain favors allowing reimportation of prescription drugs. Still, the University of Arizona's Norander says McCain is with the president far more than he is against him.
First and foremost, John McCain is a Republican. He supports the Republican Party in Congress about 80% of the time, and he has supported George Bush's proposals in Congress 90% of the time.
But that hasn't stopped McCain from providing occasional cover for Kerry. Last week, McCain defended Kerry against a campaign ad charging Kerry lied about his Vietnam War record. The ad was paid for by a group independent of the Bush campaign, and McCain called this, quote, the same kind of deal that was pulled on me. In 2000, a group not affiliated with Bush questioned the service record of McCain, who had spent some 5 years as a prisoner of war in Vietnam. And even though McCain is out stumping for the president, Kerry continues to put him to use as well. Today he dropped McCain's name into a statement calling for the president to change his mind on the issue of reimporting prescription drugs from Canada. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.